Howdy, beauty.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie. Shut up, old man. All right, let's play a little mixtape, shall we? Here are your categories.
We have too much music going on at the moment.
Yeah, kill the weather. Hey, you're not in that room. You don't know what it's like in there. It's terrible.
It's a lot of buttons, I know. A
lot of buttons.
Okay. It's just distracting me.
All right, the first one up is going to be theme music.
Okay.
And you can look at this as, it says the theme music that plays every time you go out into public. The way I looked at it was, I thought about baseball. Like, every player has a song when they go up to the mound.
A walk-up song.
Okay.
And it's just, so for me, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's just inspiring. Song number two is going to be the song that defines your college career.
Okay.
So think
can we
of that.
Explain that one a little?
The way I read that one is when you think of college, this is the song.
Okay.
I mean, if you hear it on the radio, boom, KU.
Yes.
For you, boom, St. Joseph College.
Got it.
For you, Washburn. And my favorite one will be coming up at the end. You're 11 years old, standing behind the divider wall at the roller rink. What song is playing during couple skate when that little hottie comes across?
It was such a fun one.
All right. I'll go first, then Kara, and then Dana, and then Chris, if we got time, we'll get you in here as well, okay? Here is my theme music when I walk in public, or is the way I looked at it, walk to the mound.
Okay.
Or walk to the
Let's go with the batter's box.
Yeah, batter's box.
Mr. Baseball over there.
Shush.
Oh!
The NBC Nightly News theme?
What?
No, that's not the song. Actually, I chose this one because when I think of, like, songs that I just love, it was this one. So I went with Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. That's what I want as I'm going to the batter's box.
I like it.
All right. Your theme music, Kara Markser.
Yeah. Especially considering, you know, Dan keeps telling people that I'm exploding all the time, so I thought it was appropriate.
Oh, really? All right, Dana Wright, your song.
Okay.
Your walk to
here
the,
we go.
Walk to the batter's
this
box.
This is my
song.
Theme song.
All right.
Is this Chariots of Fire?
No. Wait for it. Hard for the money.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
That's why it's my song. I sing it on the way out the door. My kids are like, what are you doing?
Pointer Sisters.
Love it.
1984.
Love it.
All right, Minders, we got time. What is... All right, get that song out of here. That's ridiculous.
You don't think I work hard for the money?
No.
Okay.
Does anybody think you work hard for the money?
Nobody does.
I do. My mind.
What's your walk to the batter's box song? Is this Queen? Sounds like rap.
Oh, yeah.
This is mind-numbing.
I love this song.
Are you talking the theme song or the college theme song?
This is Drop It Like It's Hot. Here we go. I love this song. Turn up.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop
okay.
it like it's hot.
Okay.
Drop it like it's hot.
I love it.
With your pants on the ground.
No.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
No.
I like
All right. The song that defines your college career.
Scott Parks.
This is the song I played more than any other song on CD in the 4 years that I was at KU.
The cameraman's a cocktail glass.
Really?
PM Dawn. I still listen to this CD. Remember a damn thing?
I think it's one of those
deja vu things. Or a dream that's trying to tell me something. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's my college song.
All right. My college song.
Pearl Jam's Black? Good one.
This is so KU.
The problem with this one
is so KU.
Well, here's the problem for you. You were still in high school when this song came out.
I didn't really start listening to it until I started drinking at the Sandbar. Illegally. And this song takes me back to that bar in a second.
I almost chose that song.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Kara Markson, like your college song.
You guys will recognize this one. Fall Out Boy.
That's right.
We were obsessed because we couldn't figure out what the hell he was saying.
Yeah, I don't know. What is he saying?
Drop a
whore?
I think so.
Like drop a whore on her head?
I don't know.
We save it for the road.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Going down, down in an earlier round. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be another one. Yeah. We learned all the words eventually, but it was hilarious.
I got number one with a bullet.
Yeah. A lonely God complex, cock it and pull it.
Okay.
But nobody could understand what he was saying, so we were just obsessed with that song. Because we're like, what?
Okay.
What is that? It's awesome. All right.
Minders, your college song. This, I'm going to feel old here. I knew it. I knew it! Gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. Who the hell is this?
Fall Out Boy.
Two Fall Out Boys?
Ironic. And I want these words
to make things right. All right. All right. Mind is, you're out.
Dana wins with black.
Your
I'm sorry.
Weird. Yeah, you win that round. No doubt about it. I'm gonna win this one.
All right.
You're 11 years old.
Okay.
You're standing by the divider line. At the roller rink, when that
sweaty
song,
palms.
Oh yeah, wondering, am I going to get picked?
You weren't.
You look. I never did, but I wasn't leaving.
I'm going to stand my ground on this wall, people. The janitors are coming by with their brooms.
I wasn't leaving. You look up and you see that cute chick from school heading your direction, smiling at you. What song is playing? This one.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Even as I wander, I'm keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window on a cold and dark winter's night. Yeah. And I'm getting closer. I thought
I might. Then I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Yeah. That was the song that was playing. I didn't get picked. Dana Wright, the song that was playing at the roller rink when you did not get picked.
Yeah. Oh, I'm crazy for you, sister. Why isn't he coming over here?
Right?
Why isn't he coming over here?
Maybe.
And he picked a girl next to me.
Oh.
He went with Tammy Jones again.
I was literally swaying alone as the music started.
Kara Marks of the song playing at the roller rink.
Little Mariah Carey and Boys to Men.
My dead friend song? Morbid.
Yeah. The dead person song?
No, it was Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. They were like everywhere in the 90s.
They really were. Remember those Daisy Dukes?
All right, Minders, you never had to worry about this because bullying wasn't cool then.
Oh, I love this song. I'll be your dream, I'll be your
wish, I'll be your fantasy. Can you tell who the old people are and the young people are on this show? Everything that you need. I love you more with. That's a good one, man.
1997, I was 11.
Right, 2007, I was 11. You know what? I pulled the entire downstairs and nobody likes
you. Wait, honest. You know what we should have asked next time? We'll do this. Next time, we've got to get in one older member of the newsroom.
You want Bill. That's what you're saying.
Pick Grady or pick newer boss. Yes.
Because it's going to be Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley.
Like, I remember when Elvis came out with Are You Lonesome Tonight? Here's your long distance dedication.
The Doors.
No, it would be fun because we would have all the generations.
Somebody says you're all old. In 97, I was 5.
Oh, God.
Piss off.
No one likes you.
We polled everybody in the audience. No one likes you. I'm going to go ahead and on the third one, I'm giving myself the win on that one.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot how nerdy they all looked.
The videos were so bad.
Shush. They were classics.
He's running around in circles in his mind.
Strangely, he comes out of a box. I don't understand. Is he gay?
It's a box, not a closet.
Look at the hair. This was 81.
So bad.
Butterflies coming out of that dude's suit.
Oh. Wait, here's the part where he's running around in his mind. Remember?
Yeah.
Here it comes. There's a guy up in his head running around in circles.
He's wearing a top. He wears a top hat, and it's a see-through top hat.
It was
and you
a
just
literal,
see the guy's head.
It was a literal translation
with a
of
top
lyrics.
Hat on, and it's a see-through top hat. And there's a guy up there running around.
Running in circles.
You had weird movies. Videos in the 80s.
We were just starting videos.
Experimental.
Yeah, I mean, we were just getting started.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of love and love songs, when we come back, hands down, my favorite story of the day. When I told Kara about it, her reaction was, no, he didn't.
Are you talking about the marriage proposal?
Oh, yeah. We have a marriage proposal that you will be talking about with all of your friends at work tomorrow.
Let's,
because it's so funny, but I know we're not supposed to be making fun of it.
Oh,
but it's
oh
so
I think we can.
It's so bad.
I can.
It is so bad. It will shatter any of your I've got the worst proposal story. This
yeah.
takes the cake.
There's a reason he didn't use his hands to hand her the ring. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. Dana Wright, Chris Meinders, Kara Markser. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life worth a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
Maybe it's the way you touch me, the warmth of the sun. Maybe it's the way you smile. Come on
undone.
Dana?
Ooh, babe. Will you skate with me? Lost in
love. Did you skate side by side or front to front?
I couldn't skate backwards, so it was always side to side.
Baby, yeah. Remember the end of the song where he goes, when I'm with you?
So dumb.
So dumb.
No, you're so dumb.
No, you're so dumb.
Your mom. You used to be called a jumpaline until your mom got on it.
You know what he said today, Chris? We said, what does your girlfriend think of the show? Does she listen? And he said, yeah, she listens. Not religiously, but she listens. Like, oh, good. He said, she actually thought we had a pretty good show today. And I go, oh, okay. I said, well, you know, like, does she think you're good at it? I mean, like, what does she say? And he goes, no, she thinks I'm terrible. She thinks Kara's a sweetheart. And she thinks you're mentally retarded. He said that to me.
I was kidding. The whole thing was a joke. Well, except the part she said, thought we were having a good show. Anyway, story here. I'm trying to remember where this is from. Oh, here it is. It is out of Indiana, where there was the most original, bizarre, tasteless marriage proposal perhaps of all time. Is this a reporter's story?
It
is this the actual audio?
It's in Oklahoma.
Okay. I thought it was in Indiana. It says here it's in Indiana.
Whatever.
All right, here it is. Oh, no, this is, sorry, you're right, Oklahoma. I beg your pardon.
It's in Muskogee.
Yeah, Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Here it is. Dana, did you record this?
Yes, I recorded okay. it.
Do you want to explain to me why there is 10 seconds of dead air before it even starts?
We'll just go for it.
All right.
Not the traditional marriage proposal, but it's special to one Green Country couple because it's theirs.
Exactly. A Muskogee police officer's body cam video captured yesterday.
Terry and Craig, while many of us were barbecuing and enjoying the 4th of July, Brendan Thompson was getting ready for something a little bit bigger. It was a surprise unlike any other this 4th of July for these Muskogee police officers and one lucky lady.
I just thought it was going to be, you know, be good and I'll be home.
Police body cam video captures Brandon Thompson being arrested for 6 felony warrants on his birthday. But it also captures a very special moment, one that caught everyone off guard.
When the other officer told me that he was going to propose, I think my initial response is, are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh, he's serious. But I knew I was going to say yes. Like, I love him a lot. I guess it's kind of like an unconditional love, you know?
Shocked and taken aback, officers said yes, and he got down on one knee.
I love you, man.
Amazing. Very amazing. It feels great. I know that he loves me and I love him and we can get through anything together.
Officer Lincoln Anderson hopes that this act of kindness shows that police are not just there to take people to jail.
By him taking the step to propose to her so they can get married, he can take a step to getting his life together and putting these warrants behind him and improving the life of his kids and his future wife.
Showing that love has no boundaries.
There's all kinds of situations out here. Everybody makes choices every day, and you know, I love him, and if I'm going to be let down by anybody, I'd rather it be by him.
What?
Now, Leandra also credits the police for allowing...
She said, I'm going to be let down by anyone, I'd love for it to be him. I think that's romantic.
He was in handcuffs. Being arrested for 6 felony counts. That's prison.
Oh, God. I cannot believe he dropped to one knee as they were cuffing him.
Listen to this. Will you be my wife? And then listen to, keep in mind, let me paint the picture for you here. It's late in the evening, not nighttime, but late in the evening.
It's dusk.
He is on the driveway of their home in Muskogee, Oklahoma. He is in handcuffs. His hands are behind his back. He gets down on one knee and he goes, I love you, man. Will you be my wife? And listen to her reaction.
Amazing.
Amazing? Amazing?
It was amazing.
Very amazing. It feels great.
It feels great? America.
There are 3 children. I will tell you this. There are 3 children standing nearby, kind of watching what's going on. I assume they're his children.
Well, we don't know that.
So on what should be the happiest day of their lives, he is taken away in a squad car after she says, yes, it's just, you can't make this up. You can't make it up.
Oh, my God, America. This is how dumb some segments of America can be. When you think that is amazing, he's the love of my life. If I ever want to get let down by somebody, I want it to be him.
I think that's sweet. She's saying everybody has faults. Here's what she's saying, Scott. Everybody has trials and tribulations in life, and we're not going to let this get us down. I think, you know, it's not traditional. It's... I don't know what to say about it. I can't make fun of them. I can't. This was their moment. Come on.
It's the perpetuation of idiocy in America.
No, I don't know what Guess I what? Think. I feel bad, but I don't. They seem happy.
Here's what I'm going to buy them for a wedding gift. A vasectomy.
No.
Please
no,
don't
no.
breed. You're too dumb to live.
Someone just said I was born in Muskogee, but adopted into another state, and thank God I didn't grow up there. Good Lord.
Right. I know that he loves me, and I love him, and we can get through anything together.
Officer Lincoln Anderson hopes that this act of kindness shows that police are not just there to take people to jail.
By him taking the step to propose to her so they can get married, he can take a step to getting his life together.
You know, officer, that's a nice thought. That he's going to be stepping out on that broad within 3 years.
How's he going to step out? He's going to be in prison.
Improving the life of his kids and his future wife.
Showing that love has no boundaries.
There's all kinds of situations out here. Everybody makes choices every day. And you know, I love him. And if I'm going to be let down by anybody, I'd rather it be by him.
Well, honey, get ready.
Somebody just wrote in, love has no boundaries. Except those damn prison walls.
Damn those prison walls.
I think it's sweet, kind of in a weird.
Really?
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Tell me how sweet this is. 10 years into the future.
Okay.
It is now 2027.
Okay.
You're having a barbecue on the 4th of July. All right?
Okay.
Sophie has brought home her college sweetheart.
Yes.
You guys are out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Everything's going great until all of a sudden, woo, and the Leawood police show up. They come around to the backyard and they arrest Sophie's college boyfriend, who then gets down on one knee and says, Sophie, I love you. Will you be my wife? I can see you by the little fire pit that you have in the backyard. You're just going to go, Chris, look at that.
So sweet.
Chris, look at that. Sophie's soon-to-be in-prison boyfriend is asking her to marry him.
To each his own.
If I'm going to...
You would not be saying to each his own. No. You'd be saying, get the hell away from my daughter.
To each his own, as long as it's not mine.
Listen to this. Listen to this quote.
Has no boundaries.
There's all kinds of situations out here. Everybody makes choices every day, and I love him. And if I'm going to be let down by anybody, I'd rather it be by him.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
They're just Okies from Muskogee.
Oh, God. Honey, get ready.
I mean... We laughed, and then I felt bad we were laughing. That's their moment. You know what? They'll have a story to tell.
Well,
their
they definitely have a story. Definitely a story.
Their moment.
What a great example to set in front of those three kids in the driveway.
I know. That was, like, you hate the kids to see that.
Well, look, Daddy's getting arrested for 6 felony counts, but at least he's proposing to Mom finally.
Stabilizes the family.
Yeah, at least now we're not just out of wedlock kids.
Oh, God, stop
Being
it.
Honest.
Be nice. Be nice. They're trying to make their way in the world.
Well, they're not doing a good job.
In 5 to 10? I mean,
yeah.
I love you, baby. I'll see you in 5 to 10.
You love my life. Don't cheat on me now. He's just trying to make sure that she stays faithful while he's in the slammer, getting you know what from Bubba.
All right.
He's the only one going to be having sex. Guarantee you that. To the newsroom and care marks.
Missouri's now has a blue alert. It's 4:32.
Kansas City station for news, traffic, and weather. This is 98.1 FM KMBZ.
There's now a statewide alert system in place in Missouri that's designed to keep the public and police safer. Today, Governor Eric Greitens signed the Blue Alert Law. It'll be activated anytime an officer is assaulted. St. Louis Police Sergeant Tom Lake was ambushed last November.
This bill will help us to continue and be safe. It gets us information real time, real fast, for us to not only protect ourselves even better, but to let the community know what we're looking for and what we're trying to do.
The law also enhances penalties for those convicted of assaulting or killing law enforcement officers. A new trial date has been set for Bill Cosby. The comedian will be retried in November on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. Cosby turns 80 next week and contends the encounter with Andrea Constand was consensual. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 158 points.
Yes. Before you go to traffic and weather. Somebody just wrote in on the text line. Last heard in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Boy, you go out there and you brush that tooth, there's going to be a hitching.
Let's go to traffic and weather.
Something different can help you maximize your brand exposure with Facebook advertising. Are you using Facebook ads? Want tips to step up your game? Facebook ads can be highly profitable, and there are many ways to make them more effective. That's where Something Different can help you. Something Different can help find an audience for your business. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Call now to discuss your marketing efforts. 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. Or visit online at somethingdifferent.com.
Just to explore this for a second, for those of you who follow Hawaii Five-0, the new one, you may have noticed that two of the major characters on the show have left. One of them is actor Daniel Day-Kim. You may remember him if you don't watch Hawaii Five-0. He was one of the He was the prominent Asian actor
in Lost.
In Lost, yeah, for years. And in a post on his Facebook page, the actor, Daniel Dae Kim, who has been on Hawaii Five-0, which happens to be a show that I enjoy quite a bit, expressed thanks to the show's producers and the network, CBS, despite a rumored battle over pay equity that led to him and his co-star, Grace Park, to exit from the show. Both happen to be Asian, but on the show, both are, they're stars, but they're not the main characters.
Okay.
Right? And Daniel Dae Kim writes, though I made myself available to come back, CBS and I weren't able to come to terms on a new contract, so I made the difficult choice not to continue. He had been with the show for 7 seasons. I'm so sorry we won't be continuing this journey together. Kim and Park's exits were announced last week and came after the two were offered new salary contracts that were 10 to 15% less than what series stars Alex O'Loughlin and Scott Kahn are paid. Those are the two main characters, okay? Kim loosely referenced his battle over pay in his Facebook page. The path to equality is rarely easy, but I hope you can be excited for the future because I am. Okay, so he leaves on a classy note.
Very.
But here's what I can't understand. Yes, you are an important part of this show. And think of the show, Dana, and let me reword it. Think of Your Office.
Okay.
All right? Don't think, I'm not making this about Hawaii Five-0. No. I'm trying to make this larger, more broad. Yes, Daniel Dae Kim is an important part of the show.
Sure.
But the show goes on without him.
Ask the redhead in Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? David, not Miami Vice. Not Law and Order. What is his name? It'll come to me.
Oh, NYPD Blue.
Yes, yes, yes. He walked away, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
NYPD Blue continued.
It continued for a long time. And at the time, he wanted $200,000 an episode.
Yeah, what was his name?
And the show balked and said, no, we're not going to pay you that.
Yeah.
Caruso. His
David
last name's Caruso.
That's right, David Caruso.
He walked and has he worked since?
Yes, he was on CSI Miami.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking at the time, if you can't make it as an actor on $200,000 an episode or 100, whatever he was making, and I'm not saying let's not shed a tear for this guy, but I think 10 to 15% less, if you are not the most important person in your office, quote,
mm-hmm.
is perfectly acceptable, I mean, isn't it?
Isn't it just sort of the American way, part of capitalism, that there's always going to be somebody in the office who is more important and somebody in the office who is paid more?
Yes.
Just because all of you are on the same, again, I use the word show.
Right.
But use the word office in that place. Just because you're all on the same show doesn't mean that you're all as important or should be paid the same. Pay equality? What the hell are you talking about? This has nothing to do with you being Asian. This has everything to do with the fact that you're not the star of the show.
Here is a good one from the text line. Use 2.5 men as your example because it survived without the person it was designed around for 2 full seasons. 2.5 men was literally about Charlie Sheen's life, and they were able to keep going for 2 more years without him.
Exactly my point.
You're replaceable. The point is, everyone's
Charlie
replaceable.
Charlie Sheen was not replaceable. The show died.
No, I think he was replaceable. It still
Ashton
went on.
Ashton Kutcher only could do that role for 2 years, and the show died. People stopped watching. I stopped watching.
Someone just wrote in they wanted to have equal pay. Everyone cannot be paid equally, right?
No, of course not.
In Hollywood, you're going to have... Now, I could argue this all day, that the female leads should be paid more than they are. But in a movie, you're going to have... One, let's say in a big action thriller, you're going to have one male star like Tom Cruise, okay, and then 5 or 6 supporting people with him.
Right.
You don't think those 5 or 6 supporting people are going to garner the same salary that Tom Cruise is? Of course not.
I mean, you use our show as an example. I do not know what anybody on this show gets paid except me.
Kara probably makes more than all of us.
You know what? And if that's
and
the
I'd
case,
be thrilled.
I would be thrilled too, until my contract came up. I don't know what you make. I don't know what Rod makes, and I don't know what Kara makes. But I'm going to guess that we don't all make the same amount of money.
That would be accurate, if I had to guess.
Somewhere on this show,
yeah,
There is a highest paid and a lowest paid.
Correct.
Now, I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Honest to God, I swear on my father's grave, I don't do that lightly. I do not know what the people on this show make except me. You could be paid $5 million a year, Dana.
And you don't know.
Or you could be paid $50,000. I have no idea. But what is this pay equality, pay equity crap?
Well, I think it has to be equal if you do the same job. And this character is not doing the same job.
I hate that. I hate that phrase. Same pay for same work. I hate
that. Yes, why?
Because let's say, for example, my brother is a teacher. He is, let's just say for the sake of argument, my brother's been teaching for 21 years, okay?
Okay.
He's a really good teacher. There's another teacher down the hall who has been there for 21 years as well. He's not a really good teacher.
Okay.
In fact, he sucks. He comes to work drunk. Everybody kind of, they know it, but they can't catch him.
Okay.
Should my brother be paid the same as him? He's doing the same job. He's still teaching. He's been there for 21 years, but he sucks at teaching, and my brother's great at teaching. This guy comes in late, doesn't do his lesson plans at night, just kind of wings it.
See, I think in corporate America, I understand your argument. As teachers, I understand your argument. In Hollywood, I think it's different. If you share that screen with someone doing the same job, showing up on the set the same time every day, and let's say it's a big female star, it's a big draw, whoever that woman is, maybe it's Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, I think they should be paid the same.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Music is a lot like Hollywood, right?
Yes.
It's entertainment.
Yes.
Takes an ensemble cast.
Yes.
You went and saw Train on Monday night. I was there as well.
So good.
So great. Do you know Pat Moynihan, or Monahan, is the lead singer of Train?
Mm-hmm.
There were probably, would you guess, 8 or 9 other people on stage?
Probably.
Couldn't see from our seats, but I'm sure you could from the second row.
Could see them very well. I can see them in my mind's eye.
So would you say there were 8 or 9 other people on stage?
About.
Do you think Pat Monahan was the highest paid person on that stage?
Yes, but he's the lead.
Oh.
He is the reason people showed up there.
So your Hollywood analogy doesn't work. Tom Cruise is the lead.
Here's my problem with this. Is his name David Kim? Pardon me. This is my problem with his argument.
Daniel Kim.
Daniel. He was making 10 to 15% less and was probably on screen 10 to 15% less.
Yes.
So in this case, I don't understand why he walked away. That is a fair, equitable
salary. I would argue he was on less than that.
You do more than I do here. Every day you do more than I do here.
If I ever find out that you get paid more than me, I will literally bring my gun to work, put a hole in that window, and jump through
Norm
it.
Norm will take that to his grave. But you also handle scheduling for all the board ops.
I do.
You do more. You're the person they call if something goes wrong in the middle of the night. I don't want any of that responsibility.
I'm also the person that gets called in the boss's office when you screw up.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yes. I take the beatings.
Yeah.
For you, Kara, and Rod.
You have all the guts and I get all the glory.
Facebook advertising starts at $5 a day. At Something Different Media Group, our advertising experts can get your products in front of the right audience. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Something Different's approach is simple. We learn about your business and then we get to work. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
I keep a red bone on my side. And there's people all across the land, from East Kentucky down to Alabama. Hold on like I am all the time, in an outlaw state of mind.
See this cat's mugshot? This is local.
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear what he did?
Yes, I did.
he's lucky that's all that happened to his face.
Because parents ran an errand and forgot a wallet or something, so they came back to the house.
Have you guys heard about this? Listen, man. The story here from Fox News. The mugshot says it all. Let me paint the picture real quick. You see a guy with his left eye is bubbled up. It's almost swollen shut. There's blood dripping down from the outside of his left eye. Nose is clearly broken.
Yeah, he's gotten the crap kicked out of him. That's what he looks like.
A babysitter accused of molesting a one-year-old girl. Is tackled, hit by a dresser, and punched by the child's father before his arrest in Kansas City, Missouri. The child's relatives forgot something they left at home after leaving her with a family friend. When they returned home, they found Jason Newland, 26, with the girl in her bedroom. After the girl's mom caught Newland allegedly sexually assaulting the child, she alerted the girl's father, who then attacked him.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh, yep. The child's mother said that before the officers arrived, she told Newland, "I hope you go down for this." You know what his reply was?
I do too.
Uh-huh.
I read that.
Isn't that interesting?
The only question to me is this. Will the girl's father be charged for assault and battery against this attacker?
On what grounds?
I'm asking.
No. He was protecting a one-year-old daughter who was being molested.
Okay. He beat the crap out of this guy after the fact, as would I, as would you. I would have killed him. I would have actually killed him.
I think death would be excusable in this
case. But a prosecutor would say to you, we're not going to put this in front of a jury because this is not going to happen, but a prosecutor would say to you that this assault and battery happened after the event with this child. He was not harming the child at the time, and you really cannot legally do that. And here's the reason I bring it up.
Oh, my.
There is another case where the family waited a week. They waited 1 week after a sexual assault to go back and maim the attacker.
Well, but Dana, and this then, occurred as...
I know, no. But I mean, listen, where my question is, how long do you have to perform your own street justice? Because I heard this on... Jamie and Wicket were talking about this on Middays. With the family that took a week, is that legal?
Well, it depends on when you find out about it. Did I find out about it a week after the fact, and then I go over to perform some street justice?
It's still not legal to do it. I'm not saying it's not morally okay and acceptable, but it's illegal.
Don't go anywhere. A little bit more in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
TV advertising in Kansas City starts at $2. We'll help make your business TV premiere really count. Call Something Different at 1-866-774-9900 to chat. From Kansas City, for Kansas City, this is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
Paul's a big guy.
Yeah.
He knows how to fight.
Sure.
Paul finds out that 2 years ago, one of your neighbors inappropriately touched his son. Like dirty touch.
Oh.
Paul going over to do some street justice?
Probably not.
Really? He has that kind of restraint.
He does. We'd be hiring a really good lawyer, though.
What is the statute of limitations on street justice?
I think it's right then and there. And this guy,
heat of the moment?
Heat of the moment, right then and there, child crime, you're absolutely okay. But
you catch a guy with your wife in the act?
No.
You don't have the right to kill him?
No.
Do you have the right to beat him?
I don't know that a prosecutor would put that in front of a jury. I think it's technically it's illegal. Are they going to prosecute it? Probably not.
You catch a guy in bed with your wife.
Does she want to be there?
Did I ask him to be there?
I'm going to look up the case about the couple that waited a week. Because I think they're in a whole lot of trouble.
We'll get to that in just a moment. But first to the newsroom and Kara Marxer.